So the Ten Commandments say not to kill, but Jesus says if you don't resolve your anger, it's the same as murder. All right? You can't hang on to unresolved anger. The Ten Commandments say to not commit adultery. Jesus says, I say to you that if you lust after another person, you have committed adultery with that person already. Now, is that a bam or what? Guys, we need a lot of prayer in this area. I'm just speaking the truth, folks. I'm just speaking the truth. Jesus says, if we lust after another person, we have already committed adultery with that person. Think about that. Ouch! Therefore, the age of grace is not below the law. Yeah, Jesus stepped up. Bam! There we go. Therefore, the age of grace is not below the law, but above the law. As we come back to the subject of tithing, Jesus does the same thing with tithing. Let's look at Luke, if you want to turn with me to the New Testament book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 42. Jesus says this, but woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and herbs of all kinds, and neglect justice and the love of God. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You see, we come back to an attitude thing here as far as Jesus is concerned. The law of tithing had produced prideful giving. Remember, Pharisees in general had this issue, and Jesus talked to them about that, even in regards to prayer. Remember that? Remember the Pharisee standing with someone on their knees over here crouched, not even thinking they should be in the presence of God, and the Pharisee is standing saying, dear God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. Remember that? Well, this is the kind of attitude they had around tithing, too. I give my tithe. I give my tithe. I am blessed. It had produced prideful giving. It had produced an attitude of, I'm tithing, therefore I don't have to show mercy. I don't have to fight for justice. And I live righteously because I want to honor God. I am closer to God because I follow the law. Does that sound like prideful giving or prideful attitude to you? Jesus is saying not only should you tithe, but you should go beyond tithing and give out of the love and joy in your hearts. You should make sure that justice and mercy happen for those who are in need. Mark tells us of a story about a widow when Jesus and his disciples were sitting across from the treasury in the temple. If you want to turn with me, Mark 12. Mark 12. Verses 41 through 44. Mark 12, 41 through 44. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Jesus said that she put in everything she had. She didn't save money back from God to buy a couch or a car or even to eat on. She put all she had into the treasury. In Luke 14:26, if you want to write that down, Jesus even talks about hating mother and father, wife, children, brother, sister, even life itself to be a disciple of Jesus. Now remember, a couple weeks ago I talked about this. Do you remember? This is not, the word hate is not a good translation for us the way we use that word today. You see, Jesus spoke in the language of Aramaic, which is actually a dead language now. And the word hate didn't mean what we think of today. The word hate meant you have got to, or the word that they translated into hate, meant that they have to love God more than you love mother. You have to love God more than you love father or brother or sister or children. You hear that? You have to love God more than you love life itself. Now that's pretty heavy, isn't it? Even if we soften it a little bit with the word hate, it's still pretty heavy.